The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Booth, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfo Sports on Twitter. Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Welcome in. It's the Fleeks Equipment pregame show right here on AM 800 KREI. We've got high school volleyball on the airwaves tonight, Monday night volleyball, as the Arcadia Valley Tigers are hosting the Farmington Knights. That is what's happening here in Ironton. By the way, Fleeks Equipment in St. Genevieve and Lenington, Fleeks Equipment for all your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the Outer Service Road at the Lenington exit. Online 24/7 at Fleeks.com. Broadcasting, as always, from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. We're actually more on a stage than a booth, but we'll make it work, of course, as we're elevated here at the gym of Arcadia Valley, looking on as both teams warm up. Farmington and Arcadia Valley just witnessed the JV game go to Farmington in straight sets. Should that same thing happen in varsity, it will be quite the upset. Both of these teams return, well, one team returns a lot from last year, and the other returns not as much. As Farmington, eight seniors gone from last year's team that won their district. That's the type of thing that can happen at the high school level, unfortunately. And, you know, you get a nice load of seniors that all leave at the same time, and there's really nothing you can do about it. Farmington's faced with that challenge this year as they enter into this one with a 3-10-3 record after, like I said, winning their district last year and finishing the year with a record of 28-7-1. On the Arcadia Valley side, they do lose two Dream Teamers from a year ago, of course, but they have one back. Macy Browers, Laney Tucker, they're both departed due to graduation. However, on the other side of the coin, you got Maddie Dement in there returning as a junior, a Dream Teamer from last year who led them in kills, and we saw her light it up against Central at times last Thursday, even in defeat, in one of the better volleyball matches, by the way, you will have seen, if you saw it, Thursday, or listened to it, Thursday, Central and Arcadia Valley, with Central just taking that one. Arcadia Valley, though, enters into the contest with a 12-4 record. They've rebounded nicely from the loss at Central last week. They defeated Bloomfield and Malden on Saturday. So, that was on a neutral site. Arcadia Valley returns home tonight to face off against the Farmington Knights. And we'll talk to both coaches about how they're feeling about their team at this given moment. Coming up next, you're going to hear from Farmington head coach Haley Baker. You're also going to hear from Arcadia Valley head coach Tara Lamb. We'll hear from Coach Baker first, though, next on the Fleeks Equipment pregame show on AM 800 KREI.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. That's why we have been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get advanced education after high school will earn significantly more in their lifetime. Invest in your education and your future. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. It starts here. Mineral Area College.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the fish.
Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now 2 for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
The NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series, the world's most explosive motorsport, is returning to St. Louis. NHRA's 330-mile-per-hour top-fuel dragster and funny car drivers are ready to face off at the 8th Annual AAA Insurance NHRA Midwest Nationals, September 27th through 29th. Kids 12 and under are free, and every ticket gets you behind-the-scenes access to the race pits. So bring the family, meet the drivers, and be a part of the action. Brought to you in part by the Office of Illinois Tourism and Illinois Self Tourism. Get tickets early and save at WTRaceway.com.
We're back on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. It's Farmington and Arcadia Valley volleyball tonight on AM 800 KREI. And we're now joined by the head coach of Farmington, Haley Baker, joins us now. And, coach, you guys are obviously replacing a lot from last year. And that's just how it goes sometimes at the high school level. You know, people graduate and sometimes they do it in bunches and you kind of have to deal with that. And I know you guys are also dealing with some injuries right now, but I got to imagine, you know, all of that kind of adversity is really building a lot of character with your team right now.
Yeah, my girls are really showing their resiliency. They're having to fight back through a lot right now, but it doesn't matter what I throw at them. They're really they're figuring it out.
Yeah, no doubt. As far as, you know, just looking when the season started and where you are now, what are some of the areas you think you've really improved in?
I think our communication has really improved. It's such a small thing, but it's such a big thing at the same time. We have a lot of young players, so they're getting used to playing at this level now. So that's helping us out a lot. And our defense is really picking up.
Yeah, increase in communication from level to level. And not only that, just some players that, you know, maybe haven't played together at the same time. I'm sure that's been a bit of a challenge, too.
Yeah, team chemistry, you know, the girls really depend on keeping the same lineup so they know the person they're playing next to. And so they kind of know where they're going to go and where the other player's going to go. So, and we've had to switch up a lot of lineup changes because of injuries and things like that. So they've really been really awesome about coming out to that adversity.
Is that kind of an underrated part of volleyball, you think? Just the consistency of having the same people out there doing the same things?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice when you can start the season with a lineup and finish the season with the same lineup,
yeah.
Just because the whole team knows exactly where everybody's going to go and what everybody's going to do, but we've switched the lineup quite a few times already this season.
No doubt. Well, just looking at it, you guys have some young players that are, you know, really leading you right now. I think you got a freshman leading you in kills and digs as well at the moment. So it seems like the future of the program is really bright.
Yeah, the future is really, really bright. But I think our future for this season is also bright, too. We're just trying to figure out what we need, the exact pieces to go to the parts of the puzzle, and hopefully we'll get that figured out before conference and district time.
No doubt. A team right here, MAAA FO, of course, in Arcadia Valley, that was runners-up in state last year in their class. So I'm sure this is a cool little measuring stick for you guys tonight.
Arcadia Valley is always good. Tara runs a great program over here. So, yeah, we're excited to play tonight.
No doubt. Hey, Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Coach Haley Baker, Farmington Knights, back with more next on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus. Look for us soon at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Josh Harris is on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Josh, when it comes to off-road fun or on-the-water fun, it's got to be Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Off-road, we've got it. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am. And then if you want water, we've got Sea-Doo. Off-road fun is where it's at. We've got a lot of neat stuff going on. You can come in and drive the Polaris Razor, compare it to the Can-Am X3. Stop by and see us. No pressure, good family fun. We're located at right next to Redfield Collision Center in Farmington.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
And we're back on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show right here on AM 800 KREI. It's high school volleyball tonight on a Monday. Arcadia Valley is hosting Farmington, and now joined by head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers, Tara Lamb. And coach, a couple of bounce back victories over the weekend after the thriller. Yeah, that's definitely a way of looking at it. But it was a thriller against Central. You guys got a couple wins against Malden and Bloomfield over the weekend. How are you feeling about your team right now?
I feel good about the team. You know, I know that last Thursday was a heartbreaker, and you know that's part of the game. That's part of this game. You know, you win some and then you learn from some, and we definitely talked about that. We definitely learned from it, and you know, we know what we want to do, continue doing, and we know what we want to work on as well.
No doubt. As you go forward, another MAAA opponent here in Farmington, you mentioned you kind of have an idea of some things you want to work on. What are some of those things that you guys are kind of addressing right now?
You know, serve receive always. I mean, we struggled in key you know, moments against Central with serve receive, but everything else I feel like we played really well. You know, defensively I feel like we had some really strong offense. So, you know, serve receive is always something that we work on, and I think that's any team because it's probably the most inconsistent part of any game. And we want to continue to touch everything on block. We want to continue to run everything down on defense, and we want to continue to hit. You know, we want to be on offense the majority of the time.
Yeah, and it seems like a good time, you know, MAAA play starting up to kind of get back to form and just get ready for playoffs that are coming up in, you know, a few weeks from now.
Yeah, you know, every game, you know, prepares you for, you know, postseason. But we do take every game one at a time and focus on what it is we need to do against any given team. You know, we try to look at stats. We try to look at game film, you know, to be able to prepare for any team that we're playing. So we've done the same against Farmington. You know, they're a strong team, and we know we have to come in here and play our A game.
Yeah, Farmington, speaking of them, obviously a little bit younger. They lost eight seniors from last year, which is always just tough to deal with. And they're also dealing with some injuries, too. But some exciting freshmen on the court for them, one that leads them in kills, one that leads them in digs. I think six or so digs a set, so that's quite the number there, obviously. What have you seen from them as you've watched them in film and just watched them over the course of the season?
Well, you know, pretty much what you mentioned. I mean, we know who their big hitters are. We know that they double block everywhere, you know, and they have pretty good hands. So we know we have to power through, or we have to be ready to cover, you know, for any block that they may touch. So we know that we just have to play really strong and consistent, and we have to play clean.
Sounds good, Coach. We appreciate the time. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Head Coach Tara Lamb of the Arcadia Valley Tigers back with more next. It's the Fleegs Equipment pregame show.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty, and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Back in on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show, getting closer and closer to your New Era Bank First Serve. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank or go online at newerabank.com. Member FDIC. So yeah, like I said, getting close to First Serve time here. Arcadia Valley and Farmington set to face off, and you're going to hear a lot from some specific names tonight for Arcadia Valley. Maddie Dement, you will hear her name more than any other And that's really just kind of a guarantee at this point when you look at the statistics. She's, you know, averaging about 6 kills a set. Next closest is around 2.5. And they've got some great players on AV, of course, but no star brighter than Maddie Dement. And we saw that play out on Thursday against Central. Kill after kill to keep them in sets at times, to lead comebacks at times. So expect to hear a lot from Maddie Dement. On the other side for Farmington, they've got a couple of nice freshmen. Jelena Gray is certainly one of them. And Jelena Gray, second on the team in kills as a freshman. She's playing through a broken finger on one of her hands, so that'll be an interesting name to keep track of. We're going to take a quick break and come right back, though, and next we'll have first serve here from Ironton. It's the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on KREI.
This fall, commit to yourself and join the YMCA. Pay no joining fee in September, saving up to $100. Whether you're looking to get healthy, make new friends, or spend more time together as a family, the Y will help you succeed. Enjoy group exercise and water fitness classes for free. Try pickleball, swim in the pool, or walk on the indoor track. Take advantage of our free wellness consultations, fantastic personal training options, free child watch for household members, and so much more. Call 636-931-9622, visit gwryMCA.org, or stop by the Y today.
Everybody's going home, pool is fun.
For you in-ground pool owners, it's that time again. Yes, time's near to close your pool. The leaves will be falling soon enough. Hi, I'm Jason DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We're taking reservations for pool closings. We'll save you a lot of work. If a problem exists in your pool when it's closed, it will still be there come spring. Only worse. Let us do the job for you. Home Pools and Spas on the outer road just south of Lennington Exit.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-851.
And we're back on AM 800 KREI High School Volleyball tonight. It's Farmington here in Ironton to face off against Arcadia Valley as AV returns home after taking a trip to a neutral site to face Bloomfield and also Malden. They got the victories over the weekend in those 2-0 and 2-0. Starting lineups being announced right now. Again, some more names you'll hear a lot from tonight. On the Farmington side, we did mention Jelena Gray. Should also mention Jade Roth, another star freshman for this team who leads Farmington in both kills and blocks. She's the middle blocker, one of the middle blockers on this squad, and she'll be going face-to-face with Maddie Dement tonight on the other side for AV. So hear a lot from Jade Roth as well. And, of course, for Arcadia Valley, some other big names as well as Gracie Smith. Gracie Smith, a player that plays both setter and outside hitter. 3 rotations of setter. The other 3 rotations she spends at the hitter position. It's very versatile. It's right up there for team lead in kills. A little bit, of course, behind Maddie Dement, but she is second on the team there, and she is also first in assists as well. Both teams huddled up around the middle of their part of the net. AV's out there in some home yellows today. White lettering and black trim on that lettering. And then for Farmington, they've got Road Grays. Black lettering, gold trim on that lettering. So Arcadia Valley entering in with a 12-4 record. Farmington rebuilding this season, 3-10-3, but anything can happen out there. And back to serve to start us off here is going to be Bridget Bone, libero for Farmington, a junior, and averages 6.5 digs per set. A crazy number as she slaps with one in the right hand, and Katie Wyden's there to pick it up for Arcadia Valley, and we're underway. It's Maddie Dements. Swings and gets a kill right away. Maddie Dements picking up right where she left off when we saw her on Thursday against Central. Hard swing as she lines up on the left side and gets the kill, 1-0 Arcadia Valley. Maddie Dement can line up anywhere she wants as Gracie Smith to serve. Overpass to Maddie Dement, and Dement puts it down. Two straight kills early for Maddie Dement. Over 6 kills per set. Here's the serve by A.V. Farmington in possession. They'll go left side. Nice line shot that time by Jade Roth. There is Jade Roth sporting the headband, the freshman middle. She was set up on the left side. And she went straight down the line to the deep left corner. Got the kill. Farmington halves the lead. It's 2-1 A.V. And serving now is the Knights. That one will go a little wide. And a service error gives the point to AV. 3-1. Serving now Riley Brogan. Serving specialist for this team. And there's an ace right on cue. Riley Brogan. Second on the team in aces. And Brogan gets one down. When she comes in, the libero Katie Whited checks out momentarily. And then after she's done serving, Whited returns. That is a serving specialist in the sport of volleyball. 4-1, here's a swing by Farmington. AV's on it over on second contact, and now Farmington will set up left side this time for Wilson. Well, they're going to say a double hit that time, and that'll give point to AV. So serving again, Riley Brogan. Brogan dribbling the volleyball as she approaches the line and slaps it hard with her right hand. Diving save by Bone, and now tapped up left side and tapped over by Shelton. AV will have to bump it over with Brogan, but she can't get it over the tape. Attacking error, point Farmington, 5-2, and Katie Whited will return to the courts. The libero in off-colored black today for AV. That last ace, though, by Brogan, your Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate ace. They move this town. Whited gets it over for AV, but a free ball for Roth. Roth swings for Farmington. Nice diving save, though, by Smith Hotchkins. Excuse me, that was Sierra Layton. And then the swing is over for AV, and a kill and a point for the Tigers at 6-2. Serving now for Arcadia Valley, Maddie Dements. Already 2 kills. Swings with her right hand, picked up by Bone. The libero now set to the left side. Swing by Bishop. AV on it. Gracie Smith sets it to the left. A double hit, though, on Smith, and that's a point for Farmington. Ball handling error that time on the Dream Teamer in basketball. Gracie Smith. 6-3 now, and number 8, Jade Roth for Farmington, now goes back to the service area. Gracie Smith on it. This one's set to the left side by Layton. Nice swing and a kill for AV. 7-3. Arcadia Valley, and now they'll serve. It's Cheyenne Smith-Hotchkiss, one of the two setters for this team. A near ace, it's an overpass instead. Smith-Hotchkiss now set to the left side for Gracie Smith. Cross shot dug out nicely in the cross court by Gerstner. Tapped over by Farmington's Jelena Gray, and now AV in possession with Gracie Smith, who taps it over. Free ball for Farmington. Here's a bump by Bone. Here's a swing, a hard one that time by Jelena Gray, and she gets it down. Angelina Gray, as she makes it 7-4 AV, playing with a broken finger in her left hand, which doesn't necessarily impact her when she's going for those spikes, but in serve receive, man, that's got to be tough. Whited's in serve receive for AV. They'll set left side. Gracie Smith, cross shot is long. attacking error, point Farmington. And the Knights hanging tough here in the first set. They trail 7-5. Riley Wade will serve for Farmington. It's wide and serve receive. Tap up to the middle. It's Kirsten Day for Arcadia Valley going deep left corner. The other middle hitter for the Tigers, Kirsten Day, who's surprising a lot of people this year. An increased role for her after the departure of Lainey Tucker from last year. 8-5, here's Whited to serve for AV, and serve receive Wade bumps it up, and now over by Gray. Free ball for Arcadia Valley. They'll set middle. Kirsten Day again. This time goes deep right corner. Back-to-back kills for Kirsten Day. Arcadia Valley leads 9-5. Katie Whited to serve. She'll go middle of the service area. She'll go short with the serve, and too short. It's into the net on the left side. Service error, 9-6. AV still leads by 3, but Farmington does get the serve back. So Knights back in possession here. Sophia Pullen to serve. Hard with her right hand, dug out by Riley Brogan, set to the right side. Kirsten Day, a hard swing, but it's wide left. She tried to go on a short cross that time. Middle of the sideline on the left side, but just pushed it wide. 9-7 now. Farmington's got a two-point deficit they're dealing with, but now it's one, an overpass, and Alyssa Wilson waiting for it to slam it down. Alyssa Wilson, floor captain for this team, according to head coach Haley Baker, first-year head coach Haley Baker. 9-8, Farmington serving, trailing by one. It's Whited, Smith-Hotchkiss, left side, tapped over Brogan, free ball Farmington, Bone, set to the middle, tapped over now by Wilson, and Wilson gets it down for the kill. Alyssa Wilson, and it's 9-9. All tied up here in set one. And here's the serve by Pullen. Brogan, Whited, she'll set it middle. Smith taps it over, free ball Farmington. They'll hit it on second contact. AV scrambling, can't get it. Katie Whited diving near the stands. Point Farmington, and the Knights have the lead here on the road in set one, 10-9. And now serving is Sophia Pullen. A hard one there, dug out Maddie Dement. Tapped up now to Dement. Dement, a back row attack. Nice diving save, Bridget Bone. But on second contact, another dive cannot be made by Sophia Pullen. So Dement will get the kill after all. 10-10, all knotted up. An exciting, competitive first set here in Ironton. Sierra Layton to serve. Farmington scrambling at the back line. They're just going to have to hit this one over. Free ball, Gracie Smith. Smith-Hotchkiss goes back to Gracie Smith, and Farmington's on it. A free ball now for the Knights. They'll go to the right side. Hard swing blocked by Dement and Gracie Smith. That was Pullen on the swing on the right side, and Smith and Dement met her at the net. A point for Arcadia Valley. And the Tigers take back the lead in set 1, 11-10. Sierra Layton runs up to it and serves for AV. And serve receive, it's Wilson, bumped up by Pullen, and now just slapped over. Free ball, Arcadia Valley now. Tap to the middle, Maddie Dement! Got up high and slammed it hard. And a kill for Maddie Dement makes it 12-10, Arcadia Valley in set one. And Dement has been excellent already tonight. What else is new? Here is Sierra Layton again. A high serve, Wade's on it, and Farmington scrambling just to get it over. Tapped by Brogan. Knights back in possession. And here's the swing from the left side. It's in the cross court. It's Gracie Smith. Now Smith will try a cross shot of her own, but it's wide right. Attacking error on Arcadia Valley. Point Farmington. Knights still trail by one, but they do have the serve with Bridget Bone. Bone from a standstill serve short. Picked up Brogan. Tapped up to the left side. Maddie Dement! Again, set up that time by Gracie Smith. Short cross to the right sideline, and another kill for the Dream Teamer, 13-11. That was a Dream Team-to-Dream Team connection there as Gracie Smith, Dream Teamer in basketball. And Gracie Smith will serve here. And serve receive, it's Gerstner. Tapped over to AV, free ball to the middle. Maddie Dement again, and Maddie Dement gets another kill. Off balance that time, it didn't matter. She plants it on the back line, 14-11. Gracie Smith to serve again. With her right hand, that one drops right at the spot. Farmington's on it, though. Here's a middle attack by Wilson, dug out by Whited. Smith with the dump shot towards the deep left, saving it as Bone, tapped up by Poland, and a double hit. Ball handling error there on Poland as she tried to set up Wilson on the left side. That will give point to AV, and now Arcadia Valley stretches the lead to 4 in set one. Here's Gracie Smith again. Bones got it in serve receive. Poland goes left side. Hard swing that time by Roth, but it's wide. And the point goes to Arcadia Valley again. That one bounced right in front of head coach Tara Lamb of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. And now on the other sideline, head coach Haley Baker wants to talk about it. We'll be right back here in 30 seconds right here on AM 800 KREI. You
love to shine.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have 4 different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Back on AM 800, KREI, 16-11. Arcadia Valley leads in set one. Nice little run there for the Tigers. Prompted Coach Baker to call for time. 16-11 in serve receive. It's Wade, tapped up to the middle. Hard swing by Wilson off the top of the block. AV's got it. Maddie DeMent again. Maddie DeMent gets another kill. Maddie DeMent. And I believe it was tied at 11. It's now 17-11. Six straight for Arcadia Valley as Gracie Smith continues to serve. Bones got it, tapped up by Poland. Left side, line shot Roth, but Whited's there to get it. And now miscommunication for AV. Free ball goes to Farmington. Poland goes left side. Here's a hard swing by Wilson. It is too hard and too long. AV gets the point, attacking error. And it's now 18-11. It feels like Gracie Smith has been in the service area all day now. And she goes again. Back middle. Tapped up by Bone. Roth is just going to try and get it over, and she can't. It goes into the net. 19-11. Arcadia Valley has taken this set by the horns after it was close at 11-11. Gracie Smith serves again. Two hands by Gerstner. Two hands to the net, and it can't get over the net. Farmington again an error, and the point goes to the Tigers. They tried to set up a quick one there. Tiger shoe here is Riley Brogan, 20-11. Here's another serve by Gracie Smith. Near overpass, just tapped over. AV's got it. They'll go middle. DeMent off balance. She goes with a changeup approach. Farmington scrambling. The libero Bone hits it. Two hands Whited. Two hands Smith. Maddie DeMent blocked. Point Farmington. And in the middle, Jade Roth. Nice play for the Knights to break that streak. And Gracie Smith is finally out of the service area. Still, though, 20-12. AV leads by 8. Farmington does serve here, and this one is long. No, it's in. An ace. An ace that time for Emma Gerstner. AV certainly thought it was long. 20-13, Gerstner to serve again. And serve receive Maddie DeMent. Gracie Smith back to DeMent in the middle, off the top of the block. Nice one-hand stop that time by Poland. Back to AV. Smith, DeMent again, pushes it towards the back. Nice save, Bone. To the left side they go, and what a dig that time by Layton. Back to AV and a point Farmington. Layton, Sierra Layton, made quite the play for AV to keep it alive, but that was all she could do for the time being. Point goes to the Knights, 20-14. Farmington serves again. It is Whited. Gracie Smith, middle, a little off balance there, DeMent, and Farmington's on it, but an overpass, and Maddie DeMent was ready for it. Hard right-handed swing and a kill for DeMent, 21-14. 4 points away are the Tigers from claiming set one, and here's serving specialist Riley Brogan. A hard liner over the net, and now onto the ceiling. It's an ace. Riley Brogan does it again. Already a couple aces tonight for Riley Brogan. And Tara Lamb gives her instructions from the sideline. 22-14 again. Here's Brogan. This one a line drive, a little too long. And was that tapped? It was. It was tipped on the way to the back wall. Looking to serve there was Alyssa Wilson. She had the volleyball ready, but that was point AV. So 23-14 now, and Brogan will serve again, this time from the left side of the service area. She changes it up. This one's off the ceiling and down. Another ace, three in a row for Brogan. Three straight aces for Riley Brogan, the freshman. And here is set point. Brogan, this time into the net. Service error. But man, three aces in a row. And when you serve it that hard, that consistently, you're going to have your errors. It's high risk, high reward. 24-15, still set point for Arcadia Valley. And serving here is Wilson. DeMet pops it up in the air. Gracie Smith goes to get it. DeMet's cross shot is down. In between a couple of nights, and Maddie DeMet carried this set for the Arcadia Valley Tigers. What an effort from the Dream Team middle hitter. 25-15 is the score here in set one as Arcadia Valley does take it by 10. We'll move on to set number two here in a couple minutes right here on AM 800 KRBI.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Accessible healthcare is having offices close to home with services like dental care, primary care, and behavioral health services. Affordable healthcare is having someone to help you with Medicaid and Medicare applications and offering an income-based sliding fee scale. At Comtree, we want our community to know they can be healthier and happier. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. That's why we have been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get advanced education after high school will earn significantly more in their lifetime. Invest in your education and your future. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. It starts here, Mineral Area College.
We are back on AM 800 KREI, a 25-15 set one victory for the Arcadia Valley Tigers over the Farmington Knights. So a set two victory, of course, would mean the match. 1-0 AVs, we're just about ready to start set two. A few sponsors, though, we'd like to thank for making our broadcast possible today. Applebee's of Farmington, Coldwell Banker Holsey in Farmington, Cool's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, Comtree and Festus, Cozian in Farmington, the Doe Run Company in Park Hills, Fleegs Equipment in Leadington and St. Jen, Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, also Gateway Region YMCA of St. Louis. Gifford Lumber helping us out today from Farmington, Gilser Mary Lee in Perryville, Hearing Care Partners in Farmington, also Home Pools and Spas in Leadington, and also, as well, Jefferson College in Hillsboro. Your Gilser Mary Lee set recap, it was 11-11 at one point, Farmington hanging tough, but quite a few consecutive points for Arcadia Valley to bust it open, 25-15. Gilser Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonuses. Call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. Starts of the second set underway. Here's a joust at the net. It's won by Farmington. The Knights win the joust, 1-0. Here in set two. Last time out was brought to you by McDonald's, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. Here's Wyden in serve receive for AV. That'll set up DeMent. DeMent, a hard swing and a hard kill. Nice effort that time by Riley Wade to get it up in the air. But it caromed towards the stands, and another kill for Maddie DeMent of AV. So now serving is Gracie Smith. She had a long run in the service area in set one. Hard swing Roth, and AV scrambling. Roth's going to get the kill. Jade Roth again leads her team and kills and blocks from the middle position. 2-1 Farmington. And now serving Gerstner. Hard line drive to Met, lets it go, but it's an ace. Emma Gerstner. Listed as a DS, a right side and a middle. Versatile player. And DeMent in serve receive. Thought that one was going to be long. It was not. Nice ace there for Gerstner. And she'll go again. Goes right to left towards that deep left corner. Saving it, Sierra Layton. Back row attack by the libero. Wide and what a block by Roth. That was actually a nice swing by Wided, and Roth was there to stop it. Farmington 4, Arcadia Valley 1 in set 2. Another serve for Gerstner. This time she goes short with it. Sammy Layton picks it up. Maddie DeMet in the middle. Change up to the short right sideline just past the net. And Maddie DeMet's a second kill of this set for AV. Arcadia Valley trails 4-2. Farmington leads by 2 here. Riley Brogan back to the service area for the Tigers, and a service error. 3 straight aces at 1 point in set 1. That time an error. Point Farmington 5-2. And serving Alyssa Wilson. Flat-footed. Wided barely gets to it. Popped up in the air. Back row attack coming from Layton. And it's dug out nicely by Farmington. They'll set up Roth on the left side. Long shot and a little too long, I think. Yeah, it was not tipped. And the point goes to AV. 5-3 now. Nice effort there by Roth. Just a little too long as Maddie DeMent enters the service area. DeMent approaches the line, hits it hard with the right hand. And serve receive there. It is Bishop. Back to Bishop on the left side after second contact. And a block by Kirsten Day. And the point goes to AV. Kirsten Day in the middle. It's either her or Maddie DeMent. Pick your poison. Both are very excellent players. DeMent serving here. Shanked a little bit by Bone, but Farmington goes to get it. Bone hits it over. Free ball AV. Gracie Smith goes middle. Kirsten Day blocked. Nice block that time by Jade Roth and Lauren Bishop. Farmington gets the point, 6-4 Knights in set 2 as they trail 1-0. Bridget Bowen, the libero, to serve. She'll go short with it, very short, just getting it AV at the net. They'll set up Day on the left side, blocked, but out of bounds. Point Arcadia Valley, another kill for Kirsten Day. And now serving Cheyenne Smith-Hotchkiss for Arcadia Valley. Bone at the attacking line, tap to the middle. Nice shot by Bishop, but it's into the net. Attacking error that time for Farmington, all tied up at 6 here in set 2. Haley Baker looks on, Farmington head coach. Bone and serve receive, tap to the left side. Hard swing coming now from Jelena Gray, but AV's on it. Here is a shot by Gracie Smith off the top of the block. Middle this time for Farmington. Miscommunication, though, and Bishop can't get to it. 7-6, AV's got the points. And the lead now, plus the serve. Cheyenne Smith-Hotchkiss with the right hand. To the middle it goes. Now back to the left side. Blocked. Now back to AV. Smith-Hotchkiss on there. Now to the middle. Kirsten Day. Gracie Smith bumps it up after the block. Back row attack. Maddie DeMent. And DeMent gets it off of Gerstner for the kill. 8-6. Arcadia Valley making a charge here. Still Cheyenne Smith-Hotchkiss in the service area. Let's it go with the right hand. Serve receive Gray. Now they'll go back to Gray on the left side. Line shot off of Whited, off the ceiling and down. There's Jelena Gray, one of those star freshmen. She gets the kill. And it's now 8-7. Farmington trails by 1 here in set 2. Serving Riley Wade. Jump serve. She goes soft with it. Whited to the net. Now Kirsten Jay tries to tap it over but puts it into the net herself. 8-8, all tied up in set 2. Remember, it was tied 11-11 in set one before Arcadia Valley went on a run. Kirsten Day shanks it. It's an ace for Riley Wade. Wade went short with it and soft, and Wade earns the ace. 9-8. Riley Wade, a senior for this team. Jump serve here from Wade. Wyden has got it in serve receive. Tap to the left side for Gracie Smith. Blocked back. Smith on it. Wyden tries to hit it on the sideline, and she does just get it down. And actually, they're going to say net violation. That would have been wide. But a violation on Farmington gives the points to AV. 9-9. Wyden to serve. A hard one this time. Bones on it. Setting it to the left side now is Farmington for Gerstner. AV is there. Gracie Smith taps it over. Excuse me, that is Riley Brogan. Wyden a diving save. Tapped up by Smith Hotchkiss. Maddie DeMent off the top of the block. Farmington saves it. Here's a right side attack coming now from Gerstner. Cross shot. AV's on it, but it goes off the ceiling. And a point for Farmington. A lift is called on second contact on AV. And so the violation gives point to the Knights. 10-9. 10-9, and now serving here, Sophia Pullen. Pullen, the JV setter last year. Now she's one of two setters that Coach Baker likes to use. Gets AV out of system. Free ball for Farmington. They go to the middle, but a double hit. Pullen trying to set up the middle attack, and a double called. Point AV, ball handling error. All tied at 10, though. Good second set here as AV leads one set none. 25-15 was the score in the first. Serving now Layton. Tapped up to the middle. Now they go left side. And a swing on a line shot that time by Wilson. Dug out by Whited. Here's a swing by Gracie Smith of AV. Blocked back. DeMent hits it over. Here's a second contact hit by Farmington. Whited there. Smith Hotchkiss to the middle. DeMent, nice dig in the cross court by Riley Wade. Now a left side attack by Jelena Gray. AV is on that. Smith Hotchkiss, middle, DeMent, off the block and down. A kill for Maddie DeMent. Arcadia Valley takes the lead back 11-10. Right on cue, the Arcadia Valley Tiger mascot, all suited up, walks by. Served by Layton. Bones got it, bumped up right side, charging for it now. Is Jelena Gray. AV on it. Maddie DeMentz. A nice dig by Bone. Off the ceiling it goes, and now Bone will just have to hit it over. Free ball AV. They'll set up the middle. Maddie DeMentz. Here's the swing. Off the top of the block and down. It caroms all the way to the wall. Or, in fact, right behind this Farmington back line. And there's a wall to the left of where we're at, and that's where it hits. 12-10, Arcadia Valley. And Sierra Layton serves it into the net. Service error. Farmington down just one. 12-11. Here's the serve. In serve receive, it is Wyden. Gracie Smith goes to DeMent. High off the top of the block, but Farmington's there. Second contact swing dug out by Layton. Smith Hotchkiss goes left side. Gracie Smith too long with her swing. Attacking error on Arcadia Valley. It is tied at 12. All tied at 12. Here's a jump serve now by Jelena Gray. AV's going to set up DeMentz. DeMentz, line shot is true. Maddie DeMentz a kill. 13-12, Arcadia Valley. Look who it is in the service area again. Gracie Smith, and this is about the same time that she went on her long run in set one to pull away from Farmington. Near overpass, it hits off the net. Farmington does get a swing on third contact. Dug out Layton. Here's the swing on the left side. Brogan blocked back. They'll try again. This time it's the middle for DeMentz, who gets it down. Farmington ready for the hard swing to the middle. They collapse in the middle, and that left sideline was wide open. DeMentz, so smart, recognized it, gets the point and the kill. Gracie Smith serves again. Here's Bone. Tapped up left side. Here's the swing. Roth tools it off the block. Nice pass from Pullen. Knights down just one. And they'll serve with Gerstner. She goes right to left. in that cross-court area. It's Sierra Layton. Now in the middle, it's Maddie Dementz. Maddie Dementz. They go to her early and often. And another kill for the junior. Riley Brogan now to serve. Probably the hardest serve on this AV team, the freshman, but a nice stop there for Farmington. That'll set up a right side attack, but it's into the net. Alyssa Wilson hit it on first contact, got set up on second contact for a swing on third. An attacking error, point AV, 16-13. Brogan again. Dug out. Now bumped up by Bone, right side. It will be Wilson. And AV's got it on the free ball. Smith, Dement taps it over. Saved by the Knights. A left side attack now. Hit hard by Wilson and down off the tip. Alyssa Wilson. And right after that, she'll hit the service area. 16-14, Knights down just two. They've got the serve. And they need this second set to extend to a third. Wilson the serve. Dement and serve receive. Gracie Smith to the right side. Dement on the slide. Nice dig by Bone. Into the ceiling it goes. And that will be a point for Arcadia Valley. ...17-14. Here's Dement to serve. Do or die time now for the Knights. Bone, a nice stop. Bumped up now by Wilson and hit over by Roth. AV's on it. Smith, middle. Kirsten Day tries for the sideline, and it's wide. Wide right from Kirsten Day. Point Farmington, 17-15, they trail. Knights are putting up a nice fight here in set two. Is now Bridget Bone, the libero. She'll serve. She'll go short with it. At the line, Day. Tapped up to the middle. Day will try again. This time, she puts it into the nets. Back-to-back attacking errors from the middle for AV. Another point, Farmington. They trailed by just one. 17-16. Bone on the serve. This time, too short. Into the nets. Service error, 18-16 now. According to the Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy Scoreboard, committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. Here's an attack from the right side for Farmington. Shelton, AV scrambling to get it, but they do. Gracie Smith hits a free ball to Farmington. Knights have a chance here. Here's a left side attack. This time a line shot by Jelena Gray. Again, AV scrambles. Back row attack, Dement. Dug out by Bone. Here we go to the right side now for Brecken Shelton. Dement's got it with two hands. And now White is just going to have to hit it over. Another free ball for Farmington. This time the middle. Here's a hard swing off of Dement. A kill for Lauren Bishop. And the Knights again trail just one. 18-17 here in set two. And serving is Riley Wade. Wade, jump serve. Dement's got it. She'll set up Smith-Hotchkiss. Now back to Gracie Smith, who's blocked. Now Kirsten Dale just floated over. Farmington's in possession. Bone bumps it to the middle. Here's a shot by Bishop. Bishop gets it down for the kill. Gracie Smith diving near the net, couldn't get it. 18 all. And Farmington making a push here. Riley Wade again will serve. Jump serve it is. Whited's got it on a crouch. Tapped up Smith-Hotchkiss. Gracie Smith, cross shot is down. And diving, just unable to get it there, was Riley Wade, who started in the service area. Moved all the way to the left sideline. Great effort there. But point does go Arcadia Valley's way. 19-18. Whited to serve for AV. Two-hand stop by the Knights. They'll bump it to the right side. Here's a swing this time by Bishop. AV on it, but scrambling a bit, and Gracie Smith just taps it over. Popped up in the air on first contact. Wade, left side, hard swing on a cross shot that time by Jelena Gray. Overpass. Farmington's got it again. They'll try Gray again. In the cross court, it's Gracie Smith. Now Gracie Smith takes a swing, taps it over. Overpass back to AV. Dement's got it. Smith-Hotchkiss. And Smith blocked by Farmington. Point Knights, Gerstner and Bishop in on it. And it's tied at 19 again. Farmington won't go away here in set two. Sophia Poland to serve. From the middle of the service area, hard with her right hand on a crouch. It is broken. Bumped up right side. Kirsten Day, hard swing. Nice dig, though, by Riley Wade. Bumped up, and now a free ball for Arcadia Valley. Will they set up Smith? They will. Smith, and net violation on Farmington. Anticipating a harder shot there. The Knights went up for the block. Smith hit it over him. 2019, AV with the lead. And the serve with Sierra Layton. Layton put some spin onto it. Here's a tap to the left side by Poland. Shot goes into the net. No, it's blocked. So the Farmington Knights have another chance. And now it's dug out by Layton on the AV side. Middle attack, Maddie Dement. Maddie Dement sends it wide. Dement set up nicely, but sends it wide right. Tied at 20. And serving is Jelena Gray, but it's too long. Service error. Back to AV, the points, and the serve goes. 21-20. Gracie Smith, essentially one set one for her team from the service area. Can she do it again? It's Wade. Tap to the left side, Roth. High off the top of the block, back to Farmington it goes. And a second contact swing by Poland. Maddie Dement. AV gets the kill for Maddie Dement. Two straight for AV after it was 20-20. And Coach Baker wants to talk about this one. And 22-20, we'll take a 30-second break and come right back on AM 800 KREI. AV up, one set to none.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the
Filet-O-Fish. Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now two for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
All right, we're back. 22-20, Arcadia Valley 3 points away from winning this match. And this set has been competitive. Here we go. Farmington's got it in serve receive. They'll go Roth's way on the left side. Roth, hard swing, but nice dig. Overpass, Roth again. Sends it wide left on the one-timer. A chance there for Roth on the overpass by AV, but just hit it wide left. Point goes to the Tigers. 23-20, Gracie Smith again. Wade, tapped up, back to the middle it goes. For the left corner, is that down? It is. Point Farmington, Alyssa Wilson that time. Knights continue to fight here. Heavy underdogs. If you look at the records, Farmington losing 8 seniors from last year's team. They've got a couple players also out with injury. Off the top of the tape and down on the serve, an ace for Farmington. Emma Gerstner gets another. 23-22 now the deficit. Gerstner serving for the tie. Goes towards the left corner. It is Layton. Bumped up Smith. A swing by Wyden. Bumped up by Roth. Towards the back line it goes Bone. And now Farmington must send a free ball AV's way. Smith to the middle. Dement gets it down. Maddie Dement to kill for Arcadia Valley. That'll set up match point. The Tigers will have 2 chances at match point here. 24-22. After they won the set 1, 25-15. So here it is, Riley Brogan in the service area serving for the match. Farmington's got it in serve receive. They'll go to the right side with Alyssa Wilson. Cross shot is wide, and there was no tip. Arcadia Valley wins. Arcadia Valley wins set 2, 25-22, and they win the match. 2 sets to none. So the Tigers come back home and a sweep of Farmington, though that second set was certainly exciting. We'll be back next with the Home Pools and Spas postgame show to wrap it all up. Hope to hear from both coaches on the other side as well, right here on AM 800 KREI.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go. Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
The NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series, the world's most explosive motorsport, is returning to St. Louis. NHRA's 330-mile-per-hour top-fuel dragster and funny car drivers are ready to face off at the 8th Annual AAA Insurance NHRA Midwest Nationals, September 27th through 29th. Kids 12 and under are free, and every ticket gets you behind-the-scenes access to the race pits. So bring the family, meet the drivers, and be a part of the action. Brought to you in part by the Office of Illinois Tourism and Illinois Self Tourism. Get tickets early and save at WTRaceway.com.
The Tigers will have two chances at match point here. 24-22. After they won the set one, 25-15. So here it is, Riley Brogan in the service area serving for the match. Farmington's got it in serve receive. They'll go to the right side with Alyssa Wilson. Cross shot is wide, and there was no tip. Arcadia Valley wins. Arcadia Valley wins set two, 25-22, and they win the match two sets to none. So the Tigers come back home and a sweep of Farmington, though that second set was certainly exciting. Was exciting, as was the first set as well. The beginning of the first set, you saw an 11-11 score at one point, and really just on the strength of Gracie Smith in the service area for Arcadia Valley, AV was able to pull away in that first set. But set two, no such luck for the Tigers. Farmington hanging tough with them the whole way. And eventually, AV does just eke it out in the second set, and they do get the sweep. Great effort, though, from Farmington, no doubt about it, in this one. As Presbyterian Manor stats, the way you want to live, FarmingtonPresbyterianManor.org again. 25-15, 25-22 is the victory for AV. A few sponsors, by the way, we'd like to thank for making this broadcast possible today. Lucas Smith and Festus, Mario's Italian, Farmington, Farmington's McDonald's, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Missouri Beef Industry Council in Columbia, New Era Bank in Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Farmington, Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton, Patsy's as well in Park Hills, Presbyterian Manor in Farmington, Serenity Hospice Care in Farmington, Twin City Toyota in Herculaneum, and also the UPS store in Festus. All of those helping us broadcast here from Ironton today. And again, what a match it was, as Farmington hangs tough in set one. A little bit of a run there for Arcadia Valley, but overall a close first set, and set two certainly was close, as 25-22 the total. Farmington battling the whole way, and just keeping them at arm's length was Arcadia Valley there in that second set to eventually earn the sweep, the victory there for the Arcadia Valley Tigers. And coming up to join us here in just a moment, it looks like head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers, Tara Lamb, is coming to see us. And we'll give Coach Lamb the headset. Here you go, Coach. And turn that on for you. Everything sound good? Coach Lamb joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. And, yeah, there we go. Here, I'll fix that for you, Coach. Mike's a little bit on the wrong side. I think, I don't know what that is, to be honest. But, oh, is that? Oh, your earring came out. Sorry about that. There you go. There it is. All right. A little bit of an operation there, but we got it. Coach Lamb lost an earring through the whole thing, but we're good now. Coach, you get the victory tonight, MAAA foe, 25-15, 25-22. Farmington certainly battled you there in set two. Competitive match there, and what did you think of it for your team?
I thought we came out first set and took charge of the match the whole time, which is what we want to do mentally and with our skills as well. Second set, we kind of went back and forth. You know, Farmington did put up a really good fight. I mean, they're a strong team, and they hit well tonight. And we did a good job touching, and we did a good job transitioning to defense on where they were hitting. So we came out with the win.
No doubt. That first set, Gracie Smith in the service area, that was kind of where the run was made. I think it was tied 11-11, and then you guys kind of just made that run with Gracie. What kind of player is she, not just from the service area, but just in general?
Just an all-around player. I mean, I need her on the court all the time, not just serving, not just setting. She wears a lot of hats. I mean, she plays strong defense. She serves well. And, of course, she's a strong setter. And when she's on the front row, she's a strong hitter. So,
right.
I mean, she's a really versatile player and a player that I really need on the court.
Maddie DeMent, you went to her early and often. That's to be expected. And she was excellent tonight again. A lot of kills out there early in that first set. And then to close it out in the, at the end of the match there. What can you say about Maddie? Just another great performance.
Maddie's a beast.
No doubt.
You know, she just is not only attacking the ball, but she is on the block as well. I mean, she touches everything, and then she transitions well off that touch to be able to hit as well. You know, too, she's a strong serve receive passer, so when she's even on the front row, we pull her back to receive serve in the middle. And without that pass, she can't hit. So she's just a really versatile, strong player. You know, she does a good job on defense as well, but her niche is obviously hitting out of the middle. I mean, she can hit pretty much anywhere and around anybody.
She had a good matchup tonight, and she was also our Applebee's and Farmington player of the game. But on the other side, Jade Roth, middle hitter for Farmington, leads them in kills and blocks. And it's always, I imagine it's always fun to go up against another great middle.
Yeah, it is. You know, and Jade did an excellent job tonight. I mean, she put the ball down. You know, there were a couple that we couldn't quite get a hand on, and then we got a hand on several, you know. And she's so young. She's just a freshman and just doing so well. So she has a bright future for sure.
No doubt about it. Looking at how things went, you said that you came out pretty strong there in set one, and certainly Gracie Smith carried you through that first set. Second set was pretty competitive. Was it nice to, you know, have, you know, a little bit of a tense moment there? Those are, I imagine, you know, something you can kind of go back to as the season progresses.
Was it nice?
In the moment, maybe not. But.
I don't know how awesome, you know, how nice, you know, such tense moments are. But, you know, we were happy to be ahead at the end. We're happy to have 25 before they have 25, you know, which is always our goal, no matter, you know, how tough the competition is. We always want to be ahead at the end. And that's what we did. I mean, we battled point for point, and then we pulled away at the end.
Yeah. How did you feel like your team did in serve-receive tonight? I know that that's something that you've been addressing in practice and just overall. How do you feel like they did?
We did better tonight. You know, it's still not quite what we want. We want a perfect pass every single time, and that's hard to do on a strong serving team like Farmington. But I feel like tonight we passed pretty well, much better than we did, obviously, last week. But we're getting there. You know, it's close to midseason, and we still have a lot of things to tighten up and things to work on. So by the time we get to the end of the season, I think we'll be where we want to be.
Speaking of serving, but for you, Riley Brogan, she comes in and she laser beams every time it feels like. And, you know, whenever you serve like that, it's kind of high risk, high reward. So you're going to have the errors in there, but that's kind of just to be expected. At one point, though, she had three aces in a row. What can you say about her performance?
You know, Riley is young, but my gosh, she gives so much to this team. You know, she plays so hard on the front row. You know, great blocking hands, great hitting. And then she comes back and has just, like you said, a laser serve. You know, sometimes she doesn't quite stay tall enough and it will catch the net. But most of the time, that girl has an amazing serve. She does a great job.
As you look forward, Coach, you know, three straight 2-0 victories for you. Always nice. You'll go to North County tomorrow. So quick turnaround against another conference foe. How do you feel about North County going into that one and the quality of team that they are?
You know, North County puts up a good fight. They're a strong team. You know, I watched them play St. Vincent, you know, and they have some big hitters, and you know, big blockers. So we're going to have to play really smart, and we're going to have to play clean, and we're going to have to play well, obviously, to pull out a win there. So I'm looking forward to the match tomorrow.
Well, Coach, 13-4 now, and we're looking forward to seeing how you do tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us, and appreciate you having us here, and great match for your team tonight.
Thanks. I appreciate your coverage.
Head Coach Tara Lamb of the Arcadia Valley Tigers joining us there. Mike comes off easily this time. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. And, again, Maddie Dementz is our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. Just excellent play throughout for Maddie, both offensively as far as getting kills and also from a defensive perspective. And now coming up to the stage, we'll call it, is head coach Haley Baker of the Farmington Knights. And, Coach, as we welcome you on now, we talked a little bit about it pregame. And, you know, it's kind of about improvement for your team every single match. And you guys, it feels like you certainly improved tonight. It was a really good effort, especially in that second set. You gave them a really good set there.
Yeah, we are improving every game, every set of every game. And it's hard because the little mistakes that we're making here and there, they're just mental. And so we've just got to figure out a way to clean those up.
Yeah. Some of those, I'd imagine, you know, a couple service errors, a couple of attacking mm-hmm. errors down the stretch in set two. You know, you've got a lot of young players on the team, mm-hmm. and not just young players, some players maybe that aren't freshmen or sophomore, but, you know, they're playing a more increased role than they were last year mm-hmm. just because of the fact that you lost so much from last year's team. But I'm sure that as the season has progressed, you're starting to see less and less of that and more consistent play from your team.
Absolutely. Our younger girls are getting used to this level. They're getting used to the speed of the game and what they need to do to be better. And our older girls are figuring out, you know, that we can rely on those younger girls too. So our team chemistry is really increasing, and our girls are kind of figuring out what this level is all about. And like I said, every set I see us getting better. There are a lot of good things that are happening. So,
yeah, no doubt. Let's look at a couple of your players specifically. Now, before the season, we talked to you, and you singled out Bridget Bone, a player that you really like to watch. Mm-hmm. That's very exciting out there. And stats prove it. You know, she's averaging over six digs a set. And it just seems like, you know, when you're playing against a team like Arcadia Valley, so many hard hitters, Maddie mm-hmm. Dement, of course, Gracie Smith. You know it's going to be a challenge, and it seemed like she was really giving it her all out there tonight.
Bridget gives her all every single game, and she's very hard on herself. Whenever there was one point in the game where she overpassed, and she just looked at me and was like, I'm sorry, that was my bad. She never really puts the blame on anybody else. She's just out there to – her biggest thing is that she wants to get every single ball. And we've kind of had to say, you know, Bridget, that's why you're having all these errors right now, is because you're not trusting in your teammates. You have to let them take the other balls. Just at this level, you can't have the whole court anymore, not like you did on JV. So she's been really good about trusting her teammates and helping them out on where they need to go and where she needs to go. And, yeah, she gives her all every game.
Jade Roth, she leads you in kills and blocks, and mm-hmm. A tough matchup on the other side. Maddie mm-hmm. Dement, a dream teamer last year, of course, so I'm sure she had to be excited for that. Just a freshman mm-hmm. is Jade Roth, and she's already leading you guys in kills and blocks. What can you say about her?
I mean, Jade came out, and I couldn't have asked for a better effort from her. When I pulled her up, she immediately wanted to give me her all. She's excited by every single time she gets to go out there and play. And she gets down on herself, but she wants to be here and she wants to win. So.
Another player I wanted to look at, and I just think it's a cool story, Jelena Gray. Mm-hmm. She's playing right now with a broken finger
yeah.
in her left hand, which,
mm-hmm.
you know, it maybe doesn't necessarily hurt her when she's going for a swing, but obviously in serve-receive, you know, you're using both your hands, it's mm-hmm. going to cause a little bit of discomfort, mm-hmm. and maybe she has to readjust a little bit as far as, like, you know, just trying to avoid some of that pain. I don't know, but I'd imagine that's just a challenge just to be out there, and she really is well giving it her all out there again tonight.
Absolutely, she is. Whenever we found out that her finger was potentially broke, she just didn't want to get out of the game. So she's a very tough player. And she's also a freshman, so, you know, she's working on that mental game. But they come out and give me everything they have.
So coming up next for your team, I believe you guys have DeSoto tomorrow. Is that
yes.
correct? You guys will be going to DeSoto to face off against the Dragons. Or actually, is that one a home match for you? It says two different things on here.
Yeah, it's a home match.
Okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So DeSoto at home, you guys return home tomorrow after this road one against Arcadia Valley, which you guys, you know, put up a really good fight, especially in that second set. And
you
feel like that's some momentum going towards DeSoto tomorrow?
Yes. We're figuring things out. In every game, I know they hang their heads. I mean, they hate losing. I hate losing. But there are good things that are coming from every set. So we're excited for tomorrow. We're going to come out and give it our all, just like we have every game.
No doubt. Coach Will, we appreciate the time. Thanks for coming up here, and thanks for an exciting match. We appreciate it, and looking forward to seeing you down the road.
Thank you.
Head Coach Haley Baker of the Farmington Knights joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Thank you, Coach. And that will pretty much do it for our coverage here tonight. Again, a victory for Arcadia Valley in straight sets, 25-15 and 25-22. 2-0 win for the Tigers here at home, as Arcadia Valley earns the MAAA conference victory here in Ironton. Thanks to Kennedy Lira back in the studio for pushing the buttons and keeping us on the air today. A great time for volleyball, as getting close, about a month away or so from conference tournaments and eventually district tournaments as well. So we're coming up on that, and our volleyball coverage will continue here on regional radio in the weeks to come. One more time, Arcadia Valley 2, Farmington 0. As look at our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule real quick, do want to tell you that tomorrow, if you're a football fan, you can tune in to J98 The Boots, and we'll have some football coverage for you. It's the Coles Tractor and Equipment Football Roundtable Show from 6:30 to about 8 o'clock, and we'll be joined by DeSoto Dragons head coach Chris Johnson and also some of his players. That is on J98 tomorrow from 6:30. Until then, signing off is Nick Lewis, and again, thanks to Kennedy back in the studio. We'll see you later. This has been High School Volleyball on Regional Radio.